We need those scores in before the tip time at 3, okay? Talkback Jackson Sports, you're on the air.
Oh, thank God. I've been waiting to get on the air all day.
Hey, I knew you would come. I just didn't know when. So I knew you would join the show.
My goodness, man. I got stuck talking to the new boss there, and unfortunately I couldn't break away, and I didn't want to tell him what I was trying to break away for since it wasn't work-related.
I know you.
Here I am.
Excuse me, sir. I have this radio thing that I do just for fun, and I know this is important because it's my first week, but I just got to step away just for a second.
I don't know if he knows, that, how far I reach out there as far as, my talent. So, I'm sure he's probably heard on the radio of our show. So, the whole 8-ball thing. So,
yeah, I mean, because it's worldwide now.
Well, it's got to be getting close.
Well, I mean, it's on Facebook, so it's worldwide.
Well, good point.
Oh, man. Let's see. How much time do you have? Because I'm running up on a break. Can you hang for? You know what? Let's just do it. We're just going to run everything late. We're just going to do it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You're ready? Let's check in with the 8-ball. Is the 8-ball ready? Is the 8-ball ready? I'm getting the 8-ball cam up on Facebook, and the 8-ball's ready. And let's go to before we go to our picks, let's just do a quick rundown from last week.
All right.
Because Drew had a good week.
I had a pretty good week.
Raiders at Bengals, and the Bengals ended up winning that one, 26-19. I picked the Raiders. You had the Bengals. 8-ball had the Bengals. So that was a bad pick for me.
It's not a bad pick. It just didn't work out.
You are a glass half full kind of dude, aren't you?
You got to be sometimes, See, it's Friday. I can't be thinking negatively.
See, now when I look at the glass, it's either it's not half full, it's not half empty, it's I need more Bud Light.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Or Bud, or whatever.
Yeah,
or
Michelob Ultra. And I've been known to enjoy a seltzer every once in a while.
I've seen it.
Patriots at Bills. Bills ended up totally winning impressive fashion, 47-17. I picked the Pats. 8-ball picked the Pats. Drew picked the Bills.
Okay, now that one, I'd like to be that half-full kind of guy, Mark, but I'm not going to lie. That wasn't as good of a pick, but it happens. I've got a couple of my own coming up.
Oh, man. That was I was thinking, like you said, the hood, he can coach. All right.
Yeah, that Bills defense, man. What a team. They're tough.
That was stout. All right. Next one was Eagles at Buccaneers. Eagles 15, Buccaneers 31. We all picked the Bucs because we just saw that one coming from a mile away.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
49ers at Cowboys. man.
Well, let me ask you a quick question before we end this game. I talked about a couple guys at work on Monday. I mean, who in God's name builds a football stadium with big windows and faces east to west? I mean, did you watch that game? Did you see how many people had that sun in their eyes the whole time?
So I guess the most important question to me is, because monitor placement is key, whether it's office or work or whatever. Do you get a sun glare off of that ginormous monitor in the middle of the stadium?
Well, I know what they do get. It's a couple punts knocked. You see they had a punt knocked off of it, too. Jerry Jones had to go so big, so bright. I mean, you would think with that much money, they at least put some sun shades up. Maybe actually figure out like how high the punts go, get an average, maybe knock it up another 30 yards just be on the safe side. Kind of let them bounce off of the dang thing. It's just... That's Jerry Jones of Cowboys. Made him look bad. I love it.
All right, another thing from this game. You remember when Jeremy Grant was running through all of the Pistons players and the referees and the staff just so he could get a few more shots in on LeBron? You remember that?
100%.
Okay. That's exactly how the ref looked running through the Cowboys trying to place the ball in time in the last play of the game.
Exactly.
I know.
That was crazy.
All right, so that game, I just had a laugh as soon as we got to it. 49ers to Cowboys. 49ers come out with the win, 23-17.
Thank God they got a big early, too, because that much more of that game, it wouldn't have been.
I picked the Cowboys. I should have known better. That was a bad pick. I picked the Cowboys. You picked the 49ers. 8-ball picked the Cowboys, too. So right now you're 4-for-4, Drew.
I know. I was excited, too, going into those night games on Sunday, and I didn't feel great about either of my picks on that. So let's go on to the next two, and we'll talk about
that. Steelers at Chiefs. Chiefs walk away with a 21-42 win. I picked the Chiefs.
it wasn't even as close to the 21 points
no,
needed at the end.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. You picked the Steelers. 8-Ball picked the Steelers. I had a feeling. Woohoo! I had a feeling that this the Chiefs were going.
I thought maybe Big Ben's swan song. I thought possibly, and yeah. It didn't happen.
No, he's I believe he's playing golf now. He has the extra long clubs, and he's playing golf now.
There you go.
Cardinals at Rams. I picked the Rams. You picked the Cards, which I still think is a good pick. This game could have gone either way. I picked the Rams. You picked the Cards. A-Ball picked the Rams.
Not if you watch it from the start, because there wasn't much of a game as soon as the whistle blew.
Well, no, see, when I say that, I mean, you never know which Matthew Stafford's going to show up.
Well, they didn't really need much of a Matthew Stafford with Donald and everybody else just all over
the
Kyler Murray the whole
game.
He couldn't get loose to save his life.
He was, the defense was just stout that game. It was. I mean, Rams had it going on all four cylinders. But if there's a pick here, a pick there, a pick six there, I mean, if you got the Matthew Stafford that we all know and love in Detroit.
True. Oh, yeah.
But, the Cardinals just didn't show up.
They got Kyler Murray running for his life in the end zone, just tossing it up to the nearest person.
That was my thing. The Cardinals were just on – they didn't have the momentum going in. They lost, like, four of their last five. They lost the line. So, anyway, that was it from last week. So, Rams, Cards, Rams. You ended up with four picks. The 8-Ball and myself, we got three picks each. So, finally, we have a tie.
Yeah.
8-Ball and Drew are tied up at 26. I'm still in it at 122, but it's going to be tough.
Mathematically, you are still in it, my friend.
It's like the Lions are still in the playoffs halfway through the season. Mathematically, they're still eligible, right? Yeah.
I wasn't going there.
All right. So we only have four games to pick this week.
That's it.
I don't know if you printed off the color version, but I went with Honolulu blue and silver for the little color on the
Didn't notice that.
Yeah, I did.
I already hoping for next year.
There's grasping at straws. All right, here we go. Bengals are 11-7 at the Titans, 12-5. The Titans, I think these spreads are going to be getting a little thinner this week. The Titans are picked to win this one by 3.5. Magic 8-Ball. Will the Titans win with the spread? It's thinking. I got a corner. Now I got an edge. I got a glare. Oh, it made a decision. I can't read it on the camera. My sources say no. Magic 8 would not a bad pick, I don't think. Magic 8-Ball going
against the Titans.
Going with the Bengals on that one. All right. You want to go first? You want me to?
Go ahead, buddy. It's your show, man. I'm just here to tag along.
All right. So, I'm going to try to make up some ground. I was leaning Bengals on this. I just think they've got some great momentum going into the Titans. I think week off for the Titans might hurt them a little bit. So I was going to go with the Bengals on this one. But since the 8-Ball went Bengals, I have to be a little bold this late in the season. I'm going to go with the Titans just to try to catch the 8-Ball.
You know, I was actually, to me, looking at this game, I don't think it's going to be as close as that 3.5 points. I don't think it's anywhere near that.
Right.
I think the Titans are one of the most complete teams out there. I mean, Burrow's good. No, you're wrong. I think they've had a good season. Taylor's been great. Derrick Henry's coming back, and that Titans defense. I mean, they're actually ranked sixth. I think they're holding teams under less than 21 points. So, I mean, I've got to take the home team on this. I think it's going to be. I'm not going to say a blowout, but I'm going to say it's going to be at least 10, 11 points, if not more. It's going to be one we can kind of quit watching halfway through. We'll see.
I am sure to write the Titans down in your column. All right,
please
here we
do.
Go.
Let's get a T-I-T-A-N-S.
49ers, the other Saturday game at 8:15, 49ers at Packers. 49ers are 11-7. Packers are 13-4. They're picked to win this by 5.5. Magic 8-Ball. Will the Packers win with the spread?
You watch it. I can go the exact same way I want
right
to win every game just to screw me up.
It says yes. It says yes. Went right to it without hesitation. Didn't have to jiggle it or tap it or anything. It went with the Pack. Hmm. All right, what say you?
Well, unfortunately, I got to go with the 8-Ball. There again, I think Saturday's games are both going to be, I'm not going to say blowouts, but I see them being won pretty easily by the home team. 49ers, actually, I heard today that Garoppolo has never started a game below 40 degrees. Oh. Well, unfortunately, they made the Packers have the late game for some reason on Saturday. You think they'd only swap it just for weather purposes. But, you know, they got Bosa, Warner back, but still at the same time, the way the Niners fell apart in that second half against the Cowboys. I mean, Aaron Rodgers there in Green Bay. I don't think he had any choice but take the Cheeseheads.
Yeah, it's the biggest spread of the of all the games this week, and it's going to be like what, zero?
It's going to be freezing.
It's
going to
be cold. It's the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. It's earned its name, and the 49ers just aren't going to be used to that. And of course, the Packers are way more talented than they are. So, yeah, I'm going with the Packers on this.
Yep, no, you have a choice.
All right. Next game, Sunday, 3 o'clock, is the Rams at the Buccaneers. At the Buccaneers. Magic 8 ball. Will the Bucs win with the spread, which is 3 on this? Oh, wicked glare. Went right to it, though. It says, reply hazy. Later. Try again. Yeah.
That was close.
All right, let's try this again. We're going to ask it again. Magic 8 ball, will the Buccaneers win with the spread? And it says, my sources say no. It's going with the Rams on this one.
Oh, man, as good as they looked last week, I can understand why.
Yeah, Rams did look good last week. And like we talked about earlier, they looked good in every aspect of the game. I'm not exactly sure which, I mean, and I like both these teams. You and I have talked about this, even though I want the Lions to have a better pick at this point, this late in the draft. I guess it doesn't matter now.
Not at this point. It really doesn't make much of a difference.
So, honestly, whoever wins this game, I'm going to be rooting for the rest of the way. I just, you got Matthew Stafford on one side who only has one playoff win. He only has one playoff win. You got Brady on the other side. You have to take off your shoes and socks to count them on. You're still not going to be able to count that high.
I can't.
I'm gonna go with the Buccaneers on this one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I got to ride the old Bucs out it one more time. Let's see what Brady's got left in the tank. I mean, there's no, like you talked about. I mean, everything you said. I mean, obviously Stafford, they look great. Defense was all over them. I mean, I'm really curious to see how well the Bucs can get there, if they can hang out with the physicality the way the Rams looked last week. I mean, they hit hard and they hit often. The, you know, Bucs defense, good. But, I mean, you got, you know, Gronk. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, I got to, until somebody can prove me otherwise, I got to take the Bucs.
All right, there we go. So, up next, we've got Bills at Chiefs. Bills are 12-6. Chiefs are 13-5. Chiefs have a 1.5-point spread. Magic 8 ball. Will the Chiefs win with the spread? We got an answer. As I see it, yes. So he's going with the Chiefs.
All right.
All right, it's your pick.
That's what I wanted to hear, because I'm going with the Bills.
Yeah.
On the road, defense will travel. I mean, obviously Kelce, what a beast. I mean, he's... He could do anything. He could throw touchdown passes. It really doesn't matter to the guy. I mean, he is. I mean, he's a beast. I mean, Mahomes threw over 400 yards again last week. I mean, obviously, it was a pretty weak secondary for the Steelers, but still, I mean, Mahomes is tough. Kelce's good, but that defense for the Bills, they're just too good. Josh Allen's good. Defense is great. So I got to take the Bills on the road. Give me the road team.
Going with the Bills. Now, this is another one that I think is, like, really close and could kind of go either way. Bills are a good team. Bills are a good team. You don't manhandle the Patriots like that unless you're a good team. I mean, they split with the Patriots earlier, you know, throughout the season. I think they both, you know, both teams won when they were away. But that defense is just stout. They're a good team. And I'm going with them just because I got to bring more ground up against the eight ball. I mean, it's going with the Chiefs, that's a good pick. Going with the Bills, that's a good pick. So,
exactly.
You know, I don't have to catch you right now. I got to catch the eight ball. So, well, no, I got to catch you both.
Well, one way or another, you got to get both of us.
I'd rather lose to you than the eight ball.
I would too. If it makes any difference to you, I feel the same way, buddy.
So, there it is. We've got our picks. So, we'll have to have some fun watching the games this weekend. I'm sure you and I will be texting back and forth a few times, but Yeah, we are. I mean, we've got the four, then we've got the two games next week, and then we've got a little break. We'll have to put together a little claymation Bud Bowl or something.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
I think it'll be fun emptying the cans, too.
Of course.
Right. All right, man. Drew, as always, we appreciate what you bring to the show. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.
My pleasure, my friend. We'll talk to you, brother.
We'll see you. It's Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.